to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work. Hi friends, welcome back to the Embodied Podcast. I am so excited because I have some of my favorite humans on with me today. So I have two of my favorite ladies, Jessica and Jennifer. So first I want to introduce Jessica. Jessica is a shadow work expert. And so Jess, I'm going to kind of hand it over to you because I feel like you're so good at describing what you do. So can you kind of tell my audience and really the world about kind of the work that you do with shadows and
Well, first off, Dr. D, thanks for having us on. We're super excited. It's like just a complete honor to work with both of you. And I'm excited for you guys to learn more about what we're all doing together. But if I can get into what I do, I'm a podcaster and a shadow work expert, like Dr. D had mentioned. And what that means is I've heard that the style that I use is more cognitive behavioral. Now, I'm not a psychotherapist by any means. I'm more of a journalist and somebody who's lived quite a bit of her life in the shadow. So, you know, I have all that experience to go along with that. And so what I do is I study something called the Gene Keys, which is the next evolution of the I Ching. And the I Ching is like one of the oldest books in human history that we know of. And it's kind of written in parables, but throughout the centuries, it's been like decoded and evolved to be essentially like the archetypes of human experience. And so I have spent the last 4 years or so studying these archetypes, and they're a little different from what you talk about, Danielle, because you have a Jungian lens. Mm-hmm. And from this old ancient Chinese lens, all of your shadows are archetypal, and they can be translated into gifts just based on the type of energy that they have. I thought that was really cool because as I had done a lot of this work on myself, trying to figure out why am I so fucked up, you know, why am I having all of these like negative experiences that I know I am causing, and all these patterns that keep happening in my life, like why, like what's the purpose of these things? And then just realizing that, you know, if agitation keeps showing up in my life as a negative pattern, well, there's something that turns into specifically. So for that example, agitation turns into initiative, right? So you can kind of see the similarity there where you're feeling like agitated with things that are happening in your life. You can see that energy translated to something more productive and positive can be taking initiative to make positive changes. Right? And agitation can't turn into like intuition. It can't turn into other like gifts. It has a very specific path that it goes. So once I learned that, I was like, oh man, that's so neat, because I've never resonated with just dive into your shadow, find out the negative things that are, or the, you know, supposed negative experiences that are happening in your life or your negative behavioral patterning. And like, just don't do it anymore. Like that never made sense to me. I always felt inherently like that needed to be directed someplace else, creatively or whatever. So that's what my role is, at least my life's work at the moment, is helping people identify what their negative patterns are and to figure out what exactly that turns into, because our shadows can turn into our greatest gifts. If you have this talent for having these reoccurring patterns in your life, and we usually will have somewhere around like 5 to 12 of them that we're just given somehow as our part of our journey, then a lot of us, you know, we have this thought that like, what am I here to do? What's my purpose here? How can I live a more fulfilling life? Well, it's literally, okay, find the things about yourself that bother you the most. And those are the things that when you can do a little bit of work around them, turn into your biggest superpowers. So that is basically what I do. The reason I got into this work was kind of a backwards way. I started my professional career as a marketer, and I was working with the fitness space. And in doing that work early on, it was just basic, you know, like, how can I get more people into this gym? How can I get more customers for this supplement company? But then being in the fitness and wellness space, I really had to learn what makes people, what within them makes them want to be better versions of themselves. And not take that fear-based approach, like, you're going to die, you're going to be fat, like all of these things that, you know, people aren't going to like you if you're unhealthy. Like, I didn't want to go that route. I always had a lot of, I got into marketing because I hated marketing.
Not into that shame-based marketing?
No, it's not a cute look. in researching, okay, what is keeping people from going to the gym? What is keeping people from being like this fit, healthy, vibrant version of themselves? I naturally got into the shadow work, and then I just became obsessed with it and have since moved away from the marketing. Well, I always think it'll be kind of a part of my life because, you know, marketing is essentially like spreading a message that you want to get out there. So that's sort of what we're doing right now. But yeah, it just flowed really nicely into this work. And now I am working with you ladies on something called Grace and Grit, which we will get into later, I hope.
Yeah, so something that comes up for me there is like kind of the overlap between kind of how we look at archetypes. And so, you know, it is really important that when people are starting to do shadow work, it sucks to just be kind of in your shadow and not have any kind of direction, and you're just sitting with it. So the good thing about an archetypal lens in any form is that there's a positive pole and there's a negative pole. And so if you find yourself being stuck in the negative pole, there is a positive pole to it. We just have to figure out kind of how to move you in that direction. And so I'm so excited to just continue to chat about this as this conversation goes on. But I think the overlap between what I do and what you do is so interesting because it's different, but it's very similar in that aspect where it's like, we're not all about just telling you all this negative stuff about yourself and leaving you there to hang on your cross. You know, like it's all about like really understanding it and using it as a growth mechanism forward. So
yeah, I especially like your style because it's really fun. Like when I was listening to your podcast on the episode on, I always mix up Artemis and Athena. I think it was Athena.
Yeah.
Is it Athena? Yeah. Okay. Like I was resonating with that, and it makes it like, I love looking at the old, Greek myths because it's back then they knew that gods and goddesses also had a dark side. You know, it's different than the way we might think of what God is like right now, which is like all good. You know, and then the devil being all bad, or just a poor example. I don't really know too much about that stuff, but then seeing that like a representation of a goddess can have a dark side, it makes it less personal. Like I'm not just a two-headed monster. One, you know, sometimes I'm awesome and sometimes I'm not. And like everybody is like that.
Totally.
And if they tell you any differently, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah, I'm actually learning about that in school right now, about kind of the shadow that is cast from being a kind of a one-sided love and light type of God image per se. Mm-hmm. That's just one example of it, but that casts a really big shadow of the opposite. So love it. Jen, let's hear from you. So Jen is a lifestyle architect and she is a story work expert. So can you kind of, let my audience know about you and the work that you're doing in the world?
I'd love to. I'm really excited to share my work with the world. I come from a healthcare background. My undergrad is in kinesiology and human movement. So I really value and appreciate the importance of moving our bodies, getting out, connecting with nature for health and well-being. And for the last 15 years, I've been in a clinical setting helping people translate their life into one that they're seeking, whether that's more exercise, healthier eating, meditation, learning how to manage anger or what they perceive as negative emotions, was great. I love that work. I love helping people move down that journey to their best selves. But for a long time, I started feeling like there was this element missing. There was this underlying foundational work that was missing. There was a lot of motivation, hot out of the gates, lifestyle changes, exercise programs happening, lots of success. And then there would be these roadblocks or barriers. And you could see the defeat in these people when they would come back and see me. What's wrong? Why am I not able to sustain this? So went back to school, went back to the books, did a little bit more digging, a little bit more research, and stumbled upon story work. And the purpose and the idea behind story work is getting to know your inner critic. That barrier that these people would often come up against is themselves. The devil they know versus this ideal self that is unfamiliar. And although they're striving for it, they feel is too far and unknown to attain. So they stick within their comfort zones, even if it's limited exercise, eating poorly, not, you know, a great self-care program. So working with people to unpack this inner critic and the stories, and there's usually just a handful of stories from childhood into adulthood that reinforce this negative narrative we tell ourselves. And so unpacking that, disarming our inner critics, so that these people, the people that I work with and that we're going to be working with, can move on to that sustainable change, get to that next level of understanding themselves. And once that inner critic is disarmed, then we can do some story work and language work and communication work to build up their corner person, that person who can celebrate their wins, big, small. And once you shift that focus and you can start celebrating wins, your energy is focused towards those wins and that positive dialogue. And then you can take that next step towards that. Where you're focused is where you end up. And you can't end up somewhere positive if you've got this inner critic that you're constantly battling. And a lot of people I do work with can overcome an inner critic, but it's this exhausting battle with self. And if we can do our part to disarm that and get that out of the way and help them on that clear path to their best selves, then I'm right there to help and support.
Man, I love all that. Guys, I am so excited for this course. I'm like legit so excited. So I think like something that came up for me there is like, this is what happens when we feel so excommunicated with ourselves, is that we don't have this sense of something bigger than ourselves. And so in turn, we put the ideal, like, we are the ideal. The perfectionistic side of ourself is the ideal, instead of something that's like so much greater than you being something that you're like kind of moving towards. It's actually the tyrannical part of yourself becomes the ideal. And that can lead you into a really, really kind of negative feedback loop. And so I think that both shadow work and story work are so critical in kind of unpacking the layers as you move forward and as you grow, expand, but also get closer to yourself. That's why I'm so excited about this course, is because it's not like this growth and development that we're moving towards something outside of ourselves. It's really about moving in a way that you become so much more intimate with self that now you can be intimate with others, whether that be your relationships, your children, your close friends. Like, it's like, this work is so invaluable. And so what I thought was also really interesting is the way that each of us have come from these kind of health and wellness backgrounds in different fields. And now we've converged here. So if I could ask each of you, so I'll start with you, Jess. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that we each came from somewhere else and now we're here together?
Oh, I don't know. Just the universe, I guess. Like, I can't help but make that an answer to a lot of the awesome things that happen in my life. Like, I don't think that I do a lot of these things to consciously go out and find people like you to come together. I really do think that there was something magical in the air that was happening. Our specialties really complement each other. Like from a selfish perspective, I'm so glad to have you guys on the team because I'm not a coach. I'm working towards it, but to coach people, it really takes this level of finesse and tact, you know, and that's something that I'm learning to develop. And something that I realized that was really cool when I had met both of you is this ability to not project and to ask really good questions and to hold space. And so from just a personal perspective in the work that I'm doing with people, I realized that's a huge value add to add into this, you know, where I can lecture on things and explain like why a certain thing archetypally, like not personally to you may happen, you know, with where a certain pattern may happen with you and it may happen to some guy on the other side of the world, what that energy turns into, but personally outside of that, Jen's story work, for example, is just so magnificent and it's so simple as you're going through it. You know, it's not this complicated, like psychedelic experience. She's asking a series of very, I don't know how to say it, like linear questions to organize the stuff that's happening in your mind. And so I met Jen through my husband. You're my sister-in-law now. And so like there's a forced relationship that needs to happen, you know, whenever something like a marriage happens. But when I met Jen, I was like, oh my gosh, this is just like the archetype of a sparkly star or a sun that's on Earth. And I was like, yeah, this is fantastic. Please, can we work together somehow? And so that's how that happened. And then with Dee, at the Special Forces Experience, the process, that's the event that we run once a year, and Dr. Danielle is now a part of that. We had brought in Rick to be part of our team, and Rick is Danielle's fiance now. And you may have heard this. I don't know where we told this story. My podcast? Yeah, it was on my podcast. Rick had a more or less psychedelic experience, drug-free, but just, you know, being in the bush for so long and like negative zero and negative whatever. And then going through an emotional recall session with Dr. Brian, had this realization that he was in love with this woman that he was coaching, one of his clients, Danielle. So it's like, yeah, just like a bunch of, the way we met is rooted in love. Let's say that.
I think it is a cosmic force that is just like so much greater than what we know. And it's interesting because I do feel like we are kind of put up against the relationships in our life that make us grow. And it's just so heartwarming to be surrounded by, you know, a group of like really grounded feminine people who can just like really hold space, receive, but also like help guide. And like, that's what you guys have both been in my life. And so Jen, for you, why do you think that you're kind of, I mean, obviously we know that you're kind of in this forced relationship with Jess, but why do you think that, you know, your path has brought you here in this space now with us?
I think that it's twofold. I think that there was my own personal evolution, my own personal journeys that had me seeking and doing and acquiring tools and honing skills, and as well as my personal pursuits and endeavors. And there was this moment when I realized they didn't have to be separate, that I'm actually just one whole magical human, and these two things can be integrated, that I can immerse myself in people personally and professionally to help me grow and keep me questioning and wondering and curious, and seeing how those relationships personally and professionally can complement each other, just a little bit of a different language, a different lens, and then seeing how well that's been working in our sphere within the process, the SFE, Grace and Grit, as I'm developing my own work, and then just growing that and thinking, this is awesome, and I want to share this with the world and grow this tribe of women who can elevate and shine those lenses, those lights in those dark places and in those wonderful places so that we can celebrate them together and grow. And I feel that is part of my work here, and I'm ready to expand that. And I felt that Danielle and Jessica, you both were in that primed and ready to go sphere to bring our personal and professional learnings and teachings to a larger audience and grow our tribe, to learn from other women and also support and empower them where they are currently on their journeys.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up, Jen. If I could add on to that, something that I realized maybe 6-ish years ago is like, life is short, your days are short. And when you have this vision of wanting to do something with your life, you need to, like, it's difficult to hang out with friends that aren't aiding in that mission, be just for the sake of time, right? And it's difficult to do things that are all siloed. Like, my family's over here, but we don't really talk about this thing because we don't really have that in common. My friend's over here, we don't really talk about this because we don't have that in common. And then my husband, you know, he's not really involved in what I do, so we don't really have that in common. And then to like focus on your work, which is in another silo. I'm talking about like life's work, you know, which doesn't even necessarily have to do with your job. It's like, what are we here to be of service to, like, the community? You know, how can we leave the world a little bit better than we came into it? I found that just for the sake of time, just so I have some time to like rest and then have some fun that's detached from the mission, I want to find family. Like, I want to find a husband that has an awesome family that we can talk about this stuff. I want my friends to also work with me, and like, we have this through line that's just so passionate about something. And I think that now all three of us are finding ourselves in this place where a lot of these things are aligning. Like, our partners are really in tune with this idea of service. Our families are now really understanding, like, you know, it takes time with family too to like kind of reorient yourself in their eyes as well. But now, you know, we can have these conversations with our parents about like what we're here to do and not feel weird about it. And like, you guys are my best friends, and this isn't a, oh, we're best friends, what should we do together? You know, it's like the mission brought us together. And I think that that's really just, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. It's interesting. Go ahead, Jen.
Sorry. I was just going to say, it's very organic. We joke around a little bit about this forced relationship because of our connection through my brother, your husband. I like to think of it as a fortunate relationship that, wow, my brother was in tune enough and Jess was in tune enough to find each other. And then that just worked beautifully. And then just so organically, those pieces and people and learnings and teachings melded together.
Yeah. You know, what I was going to say was, you know, it was interesting because we were having an SFE meeting and it was like all of us were sitting together and like something that Rick said like really resonated. It was like, you know, it's something that like when we're teaching people, it's one thing, but when we're actually together and like you feel that energy, like that's what people want. That's how we serve. And it is like some kind of like energetic level of connectedness at a, like a soul level. That's what it feels like. It feels like this work isn't work. It feels like this work is just, I don't know. It feels like my soul is just like opening and it's like, oh, here's something for you. You know, it doesn't even feel like work. And so I guess another thing with that is, speaking of the quote unquote work that each of us have done to get to this place, I think that's kind of the common thread within Grace and Grit. I think each and every one of us have really been in a place of low, and we've kind of sat there and surrendered into the low. And because we've been able to do that individually, we kind of have clarity around our mission in the world because we have surrendered. And within that surrender, it's transformed each and every one of us to be able to create something like Grace and Grit. And so, who wants to share with the world what Grace and Grit is? Who wants to do it?
I don't want to do it.
I'll do it. Oh, Jen, do you want to do it?
You know what? You go first. I'm just excited because as Danielle was saying that, I just felt like we had this secret little recipe of awesomeness that we want to share. So go ahead.
Oh, we all want to talk at the same time.
So excited.
So grace and grit, to me, like, okay, so this is a virtual retreat or a course for women. And if we had to say it in a sentence, that's what it is. It's for women who are living lives that are just a little bit outdated. So meaning not like, you know, frontier era outdated, but more like you actively participated in creating a specific life for yourself that at a certain point in your life made a lot of sense, you know? And maybe you weren't super tuned in or like consciously creating your life, but you did it. You know, you wanted to go to school for this one thing, or maybe you didn't want to go to school for this one thing. You wanted to like just start a certain job. You wanted to play out as Chris Marhefka, who I just recently talked to, he calls it like you're playing out the script that you were handed. And I think that a lot of us have to play out that script in order to find out, okay, who are we even? You know, we start within a box that we're given based on our parental conditioning, our culture, whatever, whatever in our DNA, our ancestral sort of like goo that we were born into. And then at a certain point, usually it's around 30, some people figure it out earlier and I'm like, that's awesome. But whoa, that wasn't me necessarily. Sometimes, oh, that's you, D. You figured it out earlier. Congratulations.
I was like hiding a little bit. I was like, oh shoot. She's
the overachiever. But yeah, usually like when you turn around 30, it's like, that's when people are, you know, divorcing their husbands and like quitting their jobs, or like then feeling what Rick would call that quiet desperation of like, okay, just, this isn't working anymore. And so when you start to wake up to that slowly, you realize the life that I've created for myself is just not who this me wants to live in anymore. And so grace and grit is a process of taking you through identifying like what are the feelings that you are experiencing and really sitting in that. And Dee, you can speak to that more accurately than I can, because that's the area that you specialize in. And after you like really name and identify that stuff, then you get into the shadow work element of it, which is, okay, now why, you know, what can that turn into? What are some of the deepest, darkest areas of my life? And that doesn't mean like you're a closet murderer by any means, but like, you know, why do I just get so frustrated with my kids? You know, what is that about? Because I love them so much, but why? Like, what can I turn the frustration into that's creative and positive and like beautiful? And that's not a new agey spiritual thing. Like, just transform your shadows into gifts. Like, it really is a super practical kind of process that you can do and take some steps to do. And then through Jen's story work, which I don't want to speak to that too much because like Jen's so great at speaking to this. But then like, what is the language that I'm using and how is that inherently creating like this level of conflict in my life? Like literally the words that you think and say create your experience. So it's very much a receive of your current experience, dive into that deeper, but then like shoot back out and like manifest what you want the future of your life to look like, but also with grace. Like the grace portion of this, and I'm sure you guys can imagine what the grit is. Like the grit is that sometimes it's hard, life is hard, but the grit is the sand in the oyster that turns into the pearl, right? It's the adjutant that creates the beautiful experience, because without that tough stuff, we don't know how to experience the good because we have nothing to compare it to. And so the grace in the course is like, we're women and or people who identify as women. You know, it's like a lot of our role in this world is to nurture and create community and to engage with other people. And that may not be specifically a man's experience. You know, his is more like external and action oriented, where, you know, with our program, we're also very cognizant of like you're in relationships right now that you might not want to burn to the ground. You know, you have people in your life that you love. Changing your life a little bit like reorienting yourself can be tough on other people. So how can we do this in a flowy way so that they're excited about this also, and that can be, it can be good for them too.
Love that explanation. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Sorry, I'm hijacking this because I'm a better podcast host than a guest. I'm gonna reel myself back in.
No, talk away, Jess.
No, I'm good. I'm gonna mute myself now.
Jen, how
I
would
love
you
it. I'm new
it.
To the group. I'm not as experienced in this as Jess and describing and using the words for Grace and Grist, because it is many things and it's going to be many different things to the women who are participating in it. So I don't want to paint it into, you know, one corner, because you'll go into it and you'll take away what you need. Whether you're aware of it or not, you're going to get the journey you need. So I want people to come into it as open and receptive and curious and compassionate as possible. For me, speaking through my lens, Grace and Grit is that lived experience, fine-tuned tools and skills in a pretty package that we can share and women can take and use, and we're there to support them as they're learning how to use the tools in their environment, whether it's just a little tweak in a relationship or a big tweak in a career move, kids, no kids. So it's very versatile, it's organic, it's alive. And that's where that grace is, you know, that creative feminine energy that flows. And the grit is that you're gonna get something done. You're gonna have boots on the ground, you're gonna be accomplishing things, and some of it is going to be uncomfortable, it's going to be alarming, it's going to be exciting and joyful, but still challenging. And that's where we grow. That's where we learn. That's where we heal in those moments. So it's a little bit of everything. And yeah.
Cool. So for me, because I have a course called Born to Heal, and I also serve women in that course, I guess it would be good to kind of communicate maybe the difference between like what is Grace and Grit and what is Born to Heal. And so like, I feel like Born to Heal personally is more of the healing type of nature, like really down and in type of healing. And so it's really kind of just rooted in that feminine principle. And when we talk about feminine, masculine, I'm not talking like male and female here. This course is a course for females or someone who identifies as females, but Grace and Grit in particular has a really good mix of masculine and feminine. So every single week, I feel like there's going to be this down and in energy with this up and out energy. Born to Heal is more just down and in the whole time. So Grace and Grit, really, I think that's really encapsulated in the name, where it's like, you know, it takes grace to go down and in and access and like really grab a hold of what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. But in that experience, when you kind of start to embody that, gets a little bit gritty, you know, like it gets a little bit messy, and then you kind of come through that with like this, I feel like the lesson plan each single week, you're going to have such a solid foundation to build from, that the level of inner trust, confidence, like all of these more, I would call innately masculine qualities, energies are really reinforcing each week to go in with the feminine and kind of receive. And so that's kind of how I perceive Grace and Grit. This is going to be our first cohort. This launch is going to be our first cohort. So we're really excited to have women who are interested in this work so that we can get feedback and learn how to best serve you. But really what we want to do before we launch this course is we want to host a webinar next week. And we want that webinar to really be a little bit more of a deep dive of what we're going to cover in the course, who is the course for, and then really teach you some like things within the webinar that regardless if you sign up or not, you feel like this woman who is going to embody grace and grit in her future. Thoughts on that, ladies?
Yeah, it's like it'll be like a mini version of grace and grit. You know, we're going to go through the cliff notes of the program, more or less, or for the Canadians, the Cole's notes. And I'm stoked on it. What I'm really also excited about is the community aspect. We had kind of touched on this earlier, but we're going to be doing like weekly group calls. And if you've ever gone through a coaching program, any one of them, even if it was a terrible one, the group calls really bring an awesome needed element right now, given so many of us are stuck in our homes. Like, I can't even tell you how bad I'm craving a party right now. And I'm not like much of a party person, but I think, you know, yeah, the best most of us can do is with Zoom, especially to find like-minded people. You know,
totally.
To be able to dive into all of it. So that's going to be cool. And then our Slack channel, that'll be where we can just at any moment, you know, whether it's you're sort of like thinking about things that have happened on week one, and let's say we're on week four, we can really dive into like some of the things that may be still coming up for you. One of my favorite lessons that I've contributed so far is on this concept of commitment. And cycles of commitment. And I won't get too much into this, but something that we do walk the talk. Like, that's something that's important to the three of us. You know, we don't just preach and that's that. And so, you know, being women, a common shadow is this half-heartedness that we go into things with for fear of either not being able to commit to the whole thing with all of your full energy, which is like totally realistic, just given the amount of things that we're needing to accomplish, you know, in a day to just like get the day through and to get all the stuff done, or like over committing to something. And so when you go through Grace and Grit, you know, it's, we ask that you commit to an 8-week process, more or less, you know, and then obviously like a lifetime in our community and with new friendships. But if you go through even the first 2 weeks and you're like, this is exactly what I needed, there's nothing keeping you there. You know, you can always come back to the lessons at a different point in your life if you want to, because you'll have lifetime access. Because that's another thing that Jen was talking about. It's like, you, even though it's an 8-week proposed timeline, and we feel that you can very much go through this in 8 weeks, it might take you a little bit longer, it might take you a little bit shorter, you know, whatever it is. It's your experience, and there's no social pressure from us or anybody else that's going to be going through this to like do the thing, you know. It may be that the biggest thing that you find happens in week two, and that completely changes your life, and you're ready to go. You know, that's another thing that I think sets us apart from other programs, is like week one, you're going to get a ton, and that would like essentially pay for itself. But also the rest of it is like fucking awesome too.
Jen, anything you want to add on that?
Just to build on what Jessica was saying there, for myself, and I know that this resonates with Dee and Jessica, is that idea of nurturing women's inner expert instead of going out and asking the expert in this, that, or the other thing. It's really nurturing and bringing that inner knowing, inner trust, authentic self out and living in that being that you're supposed to be before everybody else's expectations squished you into a box, and really working with you to believe that about yourself and to commit to the pursuit of that for yourself. And that, like Jess said, that might be 8 weeks, that might be 2 weeks, that might be a circle back, or, you know, venturing into one of our other endeavors or another community. And so really just making that commitment to self, to have that curiosity, that compassion, and dive in and enjoy and explore the journey with us.
Yeah, I think like something that comes up for me there is like the fact that we are able to be a presence for somebody, but not be attached to an outcome, I think is a really major key in this program, where it's like, I think the beauty of working as a group of three and coaching as a group of three, it's like, we've spent probably what most of this year kind of like building out, brainstorming, like really figuring out this course. And in that process, we were able to kind of hold space for, like, life happened. There were so many things that happened this year that kind of like paused this course and postponed it. But in that, we learn how to hold space for each other. And I think that's such a beautiful thing that's going to be translated into the course, where it's like, if you're in week two and you're struggling, you have three people to hold space for that for you. You know, it's not just one person telling you like, hey, we're in the next week now, like, come on, you're falling behind. No, it's three grounded and embodied humans that have done the work that are saying like, what's coming up for you? You know, how can we help you? How can we serve you? And I think that in itself is such a value add to this. And I think, you know, I truly believe that all of the work that I do with my own clients, I feel like I learn just as much from them as they learn from me. So like this humble level of guidance that each Jess, Jen, and I are going to provide is just, oh my gosh, so freaking fulfilling. I'm so excited. So with that being said, I hope you guys know a little bit more about Jessica and Jen. And so next week on December 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are going to be holding this Grace and Grit webinar. So you guys can find that in the show notes of this episode. But we're also going to be recording an episode on Jessica's podcast, the Shadow Work Library podcast. So Jess can actually really fulfill the role that she was meant for. And that is the role of the host of the podcast. She can really step into that. And so those are different ways that you guys can interact with us in the meantime. But do you guys each want to let my audience know where they can find you, whether that be on a website or social media? Jess?
Yeah. So you guys can learn more about Grace and Grit at mygraceandgrit.com. And that'll be ready by the time that this is aired. You can learn more about me at on Instagram, I guess, at Jessica DePatie underscore. That's DePatie. And yeah, to learn more about what I do for men. So if there are any dudes listening, we also have a program called the Trials, and it's very similar to this in terms of the outcome, like how to update your life, but it's specifically designed for the way the male brain thinks. So there's much more of a physical component to it. It's like building your body as you build your soul and your mindset. And you can learn about that at wayoftrials.com.
Cool. Jess or Jen, sorry.
Hey, so to connect with me, send me a message, email jennifer.asknow@gmail.com. I have just stepped away from my career in healthcare and am building my independent business. So that's where I'm at right now. It's under construction. I'm following, I'm walking the walk. I'm talking the talk.
That is so exciting. Well, guys, I am so honored to have you guys on the show and to let my audience just kind of soak in some of your essence. Something I do want to just like kind of circle around and cover is that, yes, if you are a woman listening to this and you're interested in Grace and Grit, of course, join us in our webinar, you know, contact us, reach out, ask questions. But also, if you're a woman and you have a partner and you and your partner are like really interested in this work, I think it would be really cool for, you know, one of you to go through Grace and Grit and one of you to go through the trials. Or if you're a man listening to this and you're interested in the trials, you can always go and kind of research specialforcesexperience.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so,
or wayoftrials.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wayoftrials.com. So those Grace and Grit and the trials are going to be launching simultaneously. So that's something to kind of think about too. So if you have somebody that you're like, oh, this isn't for me, but I really think this might be for somebody, like, please share this episode, or reach out to us and kind of get our opinion on it. We would love to kind of spend time, Jess.
And we'll do some kind of bundle deal for that too, you know, so cool. You both can go through it, like a little bit of encouragement, you know, honey, it's on sale.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we will talk on Sunday for the next episode of the Embody Podcast, but thank you, Jess. And thank you, Jen, for joining me on today's episode.
Thanks, Dee.
Thanks for having us.